Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A suicide bomber was killed, two security guards were wounded in a blast outside the U.S. consulate in Saudi Arabia's second-largest city of Jeddah earlier today. No one has claimed responsibility so far, but the Islamic State has carried out a series of bombings and shooting attacks in Saudi Arabia since late 2014. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for a suicide truck bombing in a busy shopping area, the Iraqi capital, Baghdad, that happened early Sunday, killing nearly 120, wounding about 200. It was the most deadly attack in the Iraqi capital this year. Georgetown University visiting professor R. Nicholas Palerino says, as long as the Islamic State holds key territory, such attacks will never go away.
They have what's called these rat lines from these different safe haven areas where they can get into large cities like Baghdad and destroy things and kill people. As long as you have those safe havens where the Islamic State, then they're able to project their destruction to other areas, not only in the region, but also to Europe and hopefully never to the United States, but you never know what's going to happen.
U.S. condemned Sunday's attack, including a second assault that left at least five dead. The blast occurred a little more than a week after Iraqi forces ousted IS militants from the city of Fallujah. In Libya, at least two people were killed, several others wounded in a car bombing in the eastern city of Benghazi. Early Sunday blasts apparently targeted a passing convoy carrying a senior police official. Two dead were apparently traffic police. Benghazi has been the scene of clashes between Islamists and forces loyal to the Eastern administration. This is VOA News. Bangladesh is observing the second day of mourning after a group of seven Islamist militants killed 20 hostages and two police officers during an 11-hour siege at an upscale restaurant in Dhaka. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the attack, but that has not been confirmed, and government officials deny IS involvement. Lorianne Walsh Emdad is principal of the American Standard School in Dhaka. She lives a block from where the restaurant was attacked. She tells VOA Islamic militants have been active in Bangladesh in recent times.
We've had a few incidents beginning from the fall of last year until now. We've been having incidents of Hindus being killed, LGBT activists being killed, bloggers being killed, and all of them are usually been perpetrated by Islamic militants.
Al-Qaeda in the Indian subcontinent, or AQIS, has claimed responsibility for many of those attacks. The U.S. just declared that group a foreign terrorist organization. Elie Wiesel, who survived the Nazi death camps during World War II to become a world-renowned author and Nobel Peace Prize winner, has died at the age of 87. Wiesel won the 1986 Nobel Peace Prize for speaking out against war and discrimination, keeping memories of the Holocaust alive, and also the suppression of human rights. He spoke at the 1993 dedication of the Holocaust Museum here in Washington about the purpose of those doing what he does.
We teach by example. We live as examples. If we could reduce the hate in one person, I think that in itself would create a difference for the whole world. I believe in that whatever we do leaves a trace somewhere.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu mourned Wiesel by saying he gave expression to the victory of the human spirit over cruelty and evil. President Obama called Wiesel a dear friend who was one of the great moral voices of our time. Today is America's 240th birthday. It's known as Independence Day. Americans just about everywhere taking part in celebrations with fireworks displays like the one later today here in Washington. In Philadelphia, where the Founding Fathers approved the Declaration of Independence in 1776, the National Birthday Party runs all day. It's an opportunity for people to celebrate those who serve in this country, the police, the firefighters, emergency medical crew, as well as the 1.3 million members of the U.S. Armed Services.
That's the latest world news from VOA.